The youths from the Morgan Tsvangirai-led MDC were demanding security sector reforms and an end to inter-party violence that they are blaming on ZANU-PF and the police for allegedly failing to rein in ZANU-PF youths and supporters. The youths defied the riot police barricade and moved from Julius Nyerere Way to Kwame Nkrumah, where they clashed with another group of riot officers. Freelance television journalist Shadrick Manyere was arrested while filming the protest, and the MDCT says 25 members of its youth assembly are behind bars following the protest. Nyandoro Bridget, Harare Province Deputy Information and Publicity Officer in the MDCT Youth Assembly, told Studio 7 while she was hiding in a city shop that the MDC youths were egged by escalating violence in the country and could no longer sit and watch.
Okay, the reason why you were demonstrating basically is because of the economic hardships that we're facing as a country and young people. And also it's about the continued perpetration of violence against us as the MDC family from the ZANU-PF thugs.
Nyandoro told Studio 7 that if the police did not rein in the ZANU-PF youth wing, which they blame for the re-emergence of political violence, then the MDC would be left with no choice but to retaliate.
Our plans for the future is to continue to fight for a better Zimbabwe. We are facing police brutality, but I tell you, a hungry, unemployed person is the angriest person ever, so we are going to soldier on, police brutality or no.
Denford Ngadziwore, Harare Province Secretary General, told Studio 7 that the MDC does not trust what he said was the partisan police force, hence the demand for security sector reforms.
The police and the ZANU-PF, they are one, the same thing, which means that we are now ready and geared up to defend ourselves.
Ngadziwore said the MDC youth will not be deterred by today's arrests.
The Zimbabwean youth, they are the most affected ones. There's a high rate of unemployment. So there's need for us to stand up and confront this regime.
During the past weeks, there has been an upsurge in inter-party violence where the MDC youths have been clashing with ZANU-PF youths in Harare South in particular, but only MDC members have been arrested. The arrested youths are being represented by attorneys from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. It is not clear when they will appear in court for initial remand. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.